How about a peach?
That's a stone, too.
Yeah, I would say stone on that.
Mm-hmm. The, are there different varieties of peach with respect to the stone?
Free stone and cling stone.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, free and cling.
Okay. What do you call a part of the apple that you usually don't eat, usually throw away?
Core.
Okay. Do you ever take pieces of dried apple, to take slices of apple and dry it up? Do you have a term for that?
Dried apple.
Dried apples is all I ever heard.
You wouldn't use snits or anything like that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Never heard
that's
of all anything but dried apples.
Okay. If you have walnuts, tell me about what do you do with a walnut once you get it off the tree?
Shell it.
Okay. What do you? What's the process of shelling? Is it just
crack the walnuts?
It has a big hole on it.
Uh-huh.
And it has to come off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you crack it after that.
Mm-hmm. So the hard inner cover is the
crack.
What do you call the inner cover?
Shell.
A shell.
A shell, and then you call shell. It. You call the outer the hull. Okay. What do you call? I'm trying to think of. Well, what do you call a product that, Jimmy Carter is famous for raising?
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Okay. You don't have any other terms for that, do you?
No.
No. Wouldn't think so. In Virginia, they do, but it's not
local. Never heard another term for them,
okay, if you had a whole mess of oranges, these are hypothetical situations. That are if you had a whole mess of oranges and you look in the refrigerator and there weren't any left, you might say that the oranges,
Disappeared.
Disappeared, or they're what?
They're gone.
All right. The what do you call a little plant that has a red, it's very tart tasting, has a red bulb that grows in the ground?
Is tart
cranberry?
Tasting?
Or I mean a vegetable?
A vegetable, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
My tart garden.
No,
tomato?
No, it grows like a carrot.
Beet?
Not quite. It's red.
And white.
It's white on the
turnip.
Not a turnip.
Rutabaga.
No.
Oh, that's not that's yellow.
Really. I don't like the doggone thing, so I don't
radish.
That's it. Okay. What's the if you have more than one of them?
I've never thought about a radish being tart.
No,
well, that's not really hot is the expression,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Not tart.
A bunch of radishes.
Okay. What's the thing that you can take and peel off sections of that grows in the ground also?
A vegetable?
A vegetable.
Take sections off.
You know, it comes off in sections and you slice it and it makes you cry when you...
Onions.
Yeah, okay. The, do you have any term for small onions?
Sets, onion sets.
Okay. Those are like ones you'd use in a salad, maybe just chop up.
Green onions.
Okay.
Well, small onion to me is onion set. That's what we always term an onion.
Yeah, but you
set.
Don't eat them.
No, you plant them.
Yeah,
you
plant them.
Onion.
The, what do you call a, trying to describe these, it's sort of difficult. A large bean which is sort of a yellowish green in color.
Lima bean?
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't say, you wouldn't have any other term for those.
Butter bean? Lima bean?
Some people call them butter beans.
Okay. How about some other kinds of beans?
Wax beans, green beans. Of course, I suppose some of them call them string beans.
What is a string bean?
Well, it used to have strings on them, you know, mm-hmm. But now they don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time you
get
don't
the right
have
variety.
That.
They still do.
Well, we don't buy that variety.
But their improved varieties don't have much string on them anymore.
That's the same kind as the...
It's a green bean.
A green bean and a string bean, the same thing.
Only the one has... Different varieties have strings.
If you take a bunch of root crops like turnips and beets
mm-hmm.
and make a, you know, use the tops of them, what do you call that?
Greens, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever call greens.